So, do you want to introduce yourself, Lawrence?
Yes, well, thank you. So I am still Lawrence. So my name is Lawrence Alfred. I've been a co-worker at Camp Hill School Aberdeen for the last 40 years.
Okay. So do you want to tell us a little bit about how you've been involved in social pedagogy?
Yeah, I think I came to Camp Hill when I was 25 in the late 70s. And straight away I was struck by something which made me feel that I was going to spend the rest of my life in Camp Hill, and so it's transpired to be. And I think what it was that it was clear to me the whole community was based on positive human relations,
mm-hmm.
and seeing the good in the other person rather than the negative in the other person. And as we know from social pedagogy, this is a key concept, the idea of the diamond shining through whatever outer difficulties that person might have. And I think in our context in Camp Hill, where people carry their disability, it's very easy to lose the person that lives beneath the surface. But what I saw straight away was that this is what Camp Hill was all about. It was about creating positive human relationships. Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting that you said as soon as you got there, you felt it. And I think this is the really interesting thing with social pedagogy, is that it isn't just about kind of like, well, I'm going to see the positive in you. It transpires further than that, doesn't it? So it then becomes about how you respond in the environment and the life space that you create to make sure that happens and that you
That's
can
right.
live in that way.
And of course, it's not just the relationship that you have with the children and young people. It's also the relationship you have with the other co-workers.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the organisational relationship and the way it empowers and supports people to take initiative. It's about the participatory practice, another key social pedagogical concept about how we involve people in decision making, about moving things forward. And interesting in the kind of the founding words about Camp Hill, Carl Koenig, who was the kind of the patriarch behind Camp Hill, he spoke about Camp Hill caring for children and young people with additional support needs, but also for the land. So this idea of a holistic,
mm-hmm.
human, earthly relationship is key to that concept. And I think that's very, very close to what social pedagogy wants to stand for.
And that makes me think of Pesolotsky, so one of the key thinkers,
right.
and about that thing about holistic learning, the head, heart, hands, and that actually people need to gain, education needs to be about skills as well as, and so like you say, working the land and being connected to the land is really important, an important part of Camp Hill.
That's right, and I think also the way that we live in Camp Hill, so my wife and I, she's from Denmark, we met in Camp Hill as young co-workers. We did the kind of introductory training, it was called then curative education and social therapy, but a key was a path of self-development. So
mm-hmm.
that was what it was really about. And I think if you look at social pedagogy, it's a path of self-development. And very soon after we met, we were married, and we ended up being house parents in a house with 19 children with additional support needs.
Right.
And 9 children and young people. And within that context, our 3 children were also born in the house.
Uh-huh.
So in that environment, you're more or less forced to work in a strength-based way.
Yeah.
Because if you work out of a deficit methodology, then life is going to be so heavy. But in the strength-based way, you're always looking at what are the benefit, what possibilities exist in supporting somebody else in their growth. The other thing which links that way of life, I think, with social pedagogy is that there's no hiding place.
Mm-hmm.
So you share the bathroom, you meet in the kitchen in your pajamas.
Yeah.
You have to be yourself.
Yeah, it's real life.
It's real life. It's very tiring. It's very tough.
Yeah.
But you have to be true to who you are.
Yeah.
And that's the basis, isn't it, of positive human relationships.
Absolutely.
Because you have to allow yourself to be met in all your vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
So again, but the challenge in living that way is another social pedagogical concept, the idea of the 3 Ps, the personal, the private, and the professional. In Camp Hill, in that context, it's very, very hard to separate those out. And,
I
think it's quite a challenge for us to learn how to do that.
Yeah. So you've seen the real benefits of social pedagogy. You've seen the impact that this has had on people that have come and lived at Camp Hill and then moved on. So how do you see this? How do you see social pedagogy kind of evolving or developing further in the UK? What's the future like?
In Scotland, I think the political landscape wants to support social pedagogy, the Get It Right for Every Child, the Keys for Life, what stands behind a lot of the Scottish legislation. It has social pedagogy at its heart,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think the Scottish government are aware that it is social pedagogical. So, and a lot of that legislation has to do with holistic working and moving away from those silos of education, health and social work.
Yeah.
And I could imagine, because we're struggling to build degrees in Scotland which are just around social pedagogy, that maybe a better way would be to have a foundation year across health, social work,
mm-hmm.
education, medical studies, which is around social pedagogy,
yeah.
where young students, or first year students rather, they get to learn the same language, they get to understand the basics of social pedagogy, they get to build human relationships which will support them as they go off into their different professions. They will have made those relationships when they were young students,
yeah.
and learn a common language, and that will enable them to create holistic teams around people who need their interest, and that could only be of benefit. So I see that as one way, and I would hope if that would really take off, people could see that applying social pedagogical principles could also support positive organisational development into the future.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
It's a pleasure. Good.